Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, let's step away from the news. Let's step away from everything that has just happened in the last week. Yeah, it's like doom and gloom out there. Every time I turn on the news, it just seems to be more and more bad news. Yeah, it all seems to be bad. I mean, every time I turn on the news, I see a press conference about something that's going on overseas, or I don't see a president addressing the key problems in our country. I mean, everything is just weird out there. And I'll tell you, it's been a difficult week to be a veteran. It really has. I mean, I spent a good portion of my life focused on doing what this country said needed to be done, and I'm just kind of watching it unravel in front of my eyes. And it bothers me. It does bother me. It's problematic to me, and if it's problematic to me, it's problematic to a lot of people that have served this country. It's problematic to people that are still serving in this country. But you know what? There's a little thing called hope. There is. There's a little thing called hope. And once you wrap your head around hope and maybe changing the dismal outlook that you're being bombarded with on a daily basis, maybe you'll feel a little better. I mean, that's what I've been telling myself. There is hope. I mean, after all, I got up this morning. I made coffee. I made breakfast. I went outside and enjoyed the sunshine, watched my dogs run around the yard. Yeah, my life is okay. It's not bad. Your life is doing okay too. So what I want to talk about today is I want to talk about opportunity. I want to talk about opportunity with you. I want to see if I can maybe plant a seed in your mind that will help you understand that what you're doing for your future, it's either working or it's not working. And I'm not here to pass judgment on you. That's not my role. My role is to let you know that there is something more effective out there for you. There is something more effective that will create better results for you than the results you've been achieving. Now, a lot of you will listen to what I just said, and you'll dismiss it. You'll dismiss it. You will believe that it's not true. And you'll just view this radio show as entertainment. And that's okay. If that's what you want to do, go for it, man. I'm like I said, I am not here to tell you that what you're doing is wrong. But I will tell you that maybe what you're doing is ineffective. And I know this all too well, because while I served 27 years in the military, and while a good portion of that military service was in service to this country in either combat or non-combat situations, but always service to this country, I was dedicated to my life's work. I was very dedicated to my life's work. And even though I felt that work was like number three on my list of things that were important in my life, work always found its way to the front of the line. Ahead of my belief in God and ahead of my family. because what was going on in this nation? And I'll tell you, this week has been terrible for me. But I can't change it. I can't change what's going on. I can't change the decisions that have been made. Those decisions were made. And now we're seeing the effects of those decisions. And we can Monday morning quarterback it all day long, but it's not going to change what's going on. The good news is this. Our brothers and sisters are over there doing what they're supposed to be doing to get Americans out. And just know that our brothers and sisters that are in harm's way right now are the best qualified and the best trained, most experienced. They're in the Gitsit Club. They're going to do great things over there. They're going to work within the rules of engagement. And they're going to save lives. Because the military is not necessarily about killing the enemy and breaking their stuff. Right now, we're in a humanitarian relief mission that was caused by the decisions made by our government. Okay, it is what it is. Can't change it. So how does all that relate to you? Well, you're either my brother or you're my sister. Yeah, you are an American. And if you're not an American, hopefully you're trying to be an American. Because America gives you some great opportunities. It really does. And I know a lot of people that came from countries where opportunity does not exist. It does not exist. And when they get here and they enjoy the freedoms that they've never enjoyed before, they love it. It's awesome. So I'm here to tell you, your freedoms as an American are still intact. In spite of the world, in spite of whatever we're doing out there, your freedoms are still in play. You still have the opportunity to make good decisions to change your life. You absolutely do. And on today's show, we're going to get into those opportunities. We're going to talk a little bit about the things that maybe you need to consider. Maybe some things you might want to change. Because if you address what's going on in your life, and you look at it, and if you're not happy with the results, in America, you can change the outcome. Stick around, I'll tell you how.
Del Wamsley's Real Estate Investing Worst Case Scenario.
Let's say the Democrats took away all tax deductions away from real estate like Ronald Reagan did in 1986. In 1986, we had stock market crash, a real estate value crash. The world came to an end for 3 months. Why? Because he took the value away from owning real estate for people who used it as a tax break. People like myself who got started in 87 go, you know, you can really buy this stuff cheap right now. In fact, I can buy it so cheap, I can rent it and make a 20% return. Cap rates were 20%. I buy a building and I made 20% of my money without leverage. If I put leverage on it, I made 30 or 40% return. Ungodly returns. Right now, you can earn less than 1% of savings account. So do you think I hope that happens again? Yes, I do. In 2008, when the world crashed and cratered, I bought real estate 50 cents on the dollar. I said, but what happened to the stuff you already owned? I kept it. It stayed full. We rented it. We made money.
Don't let the fear of losing money hold you back from making money. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. Opportunity. It's a big word. It is. I'll bet you that when I was in eighth grade and junior high, and they start hitting you with the bigger spelling words. You remember that, right? They give you a list of like 25 words. You were supposed to go home and study them and memorize them, learn how to spell them. Yeah, I never did that. But opportunity is probably one of those words that was on one of those lists that when I look at the word, I go, I probably wouldn't spell that right. But when I understand what the word is telling me, I completely get it. I completely get what opportunity is. But at one point in my life, I thought opportunity was something very, very different than what I believe opportunity to be now. You see, in my military career, when you get dialed into a career, and it doesn't matter if it's a military career, it could be a corporate career, it could be a federal career, federal jobs, you know what I'm, or it could be working for a state government or a local municipality or working for a nonprofit or whatever you choose to do. You think opportunity is a chance for progress or maybe advancement in the form of a career, because that's what we're taught. That's what we're taught at a very early age. Go get those good grades. Go get that job. Start making some money. Start doing something for yourself. And all of a sudden, like my son and my daughter, who are both young adults, they're stepping out of college. Okay, my son's out of college and he is actually working. So he is starting to realize the frustrations of trading time for money. But he was born with a plastic spoon in his mouth. You heard me correctly. I am not, or at least when my son was born, I was not a wealthy man. No, I was a captain in the United States Army. I was living in Southern California where it was very expensive to live. My wife was a stay-at-home mom. Her primary role was to raise my son. We had enough money to get by, but we didn't have extravagance. No, I mean, and trust me, there were a couple of months where there was more month at the end of our money. Yeah, that just means I ran out of money like on the 27th of the month, but I still had to endure my household through the 30th before I got paid again. My son is experiencing that right now. He is trying to juggle the fact that he's living with me right now, short term. I'm providing him a place to live because it doesn't hurt me to do that. So his opportunity is to save all of his earnings. That's the game plan. Save all of your earnings. Don't spend it because it's a source of income that you're trading time for money for. And as he continues to save more and more money, it builds up his war chest. It builds up his available money to deploy into real estate assets. And that's the opportunity we're trying to set up for my son by providing him living accommodations that don't cost anything. It doesn't cost my son a dime to live here. I don't charge him rent. I don't charge him a portion of the electricity bill. I go to the grocery store. I buy food for a household. I don't charge him to eat, but I do expect him to be a good steward of his money and sock it all away, because that's the game plan. Because when the opportunity avails itself, he's going to pounce on it, and he's going to have the capital to be able to do it. Now, my daughter, same situation, but 2 years behind. Yeah, I was still a captain in the Army at the same duty station when my daughter was born. They were born in the same hospital, 2 years apart, minus 3 weeks. See, I know when my kids were born. And the same situation. Now I've got a second mouth to feed. I didn't make any more money as a captain. Okay, maybe I got a cost of living increase, but trust me, that didn't keep up with what the cost of living costs were in California at the time. Just the way it is. My daughter is in college right now. She just started her semester of work. I think after this semester, she's got one more year to go. And I'm giving her the same opportunity. Now, she's not working. She's a full-time college student. But she does do odd jobs on the side to pay for some of her entertainment and things that she likes to do. But everything's covered. Now, she's floating an idea that, you know, maybe she wants to move out and go be on her own, go live with her boyfriend of several years, you know, and they've got this grand plan. They're going to go rent an apartment. And I actually asked them last night if you guys actually sat down and formulated a budget. I mean, she's a Lifestyles Unlimited member. She understands what budgeting is. And she said, yeah, we did. I said, okay, what are you going to pay for rent? And they said, well, we think we'll be in for maybe $800. I was like, okay, what are you going to pay for utilities? And they said, $100. And right there, red flag went up, because your red flag just went up with you too, right? Okay. And I said, well, are you guys going to have internet, right? Well, of course we are. Okay. What does it cost for internet? And, you know, your boyfriend, he's kind of like an online gamer, so he probably needs kind of fast speed. So you're probably looking at, like, I don't know, $60, $70 a month just for internet. I don't think you can keep the lights on for $30. I think your number's a little too low. And I said, your number probably needs to be like closer to $200, $300 a month. And they said, well, you know, we kind of figured it out. It's going to cost me $6,000. It's going to cost him $6,000 to live for a year in an apartment and cover our utilities. And I went, oh, okay. How are you going to pay for gas? How are you going to pay for food? What's that going to cost? And right there and then, I could tell I was agitating my daughter, because I knew in my mind she had not gone through this process yet of trying to figure this out, and I was kind of accelerating it. But the point I was making with my daughter was this. I understand you want to get out on your own. I totally get it. And she herself has saved up, like my son, a war chest. She has money available to her that most people don't put aside. Because when she does work, the expectation is, set the money aside. You're going to want it for later. And here's the problem with my daughter's opportunity. If she chooses to go move in with her boyfriend and pay half of the costs associated living with her boyfriend, it's going to wipe out a good portion of her opportunity. Because what she will start to do is consume her war chest for living expenses. And then when she is out of college and goes to work for somebody else, she's going to restart. And that's a problem. We come back from the break. Let's talk about you. Let's get into your opportunity.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. All right, let's get into it. Let's talk about you. Yeah, we're going to talk about you. No, I'm not going to make you call into the show. You don't have to call on the show. I've got a pretty good understanding of what you're probably going through. I do, because I've probably been through something very similar myself, and I'm watching my kids go through the exact same thing. See, I think what happens to us is we start drinking society's Kool-Aid. Now, I'm not saying that the United States is bad or wrong. I'm just saying that there is a conventional wisdom out there that is not necessarily the best path for you or I. And unfortunately, we get sucked into that modality, and we believe that that's the path we have to keep following, whether it's fate, whether it's desire, whatever's causing us to go down the path that we've been going down. We keep running down that path. Now think about it. One of the definitions for opportunity is a chance to progress or advance, such as in a career. Are you guilty of that? I know I am. I'm totally guilty of doing that. I mean, think about it. Let me just lay out the military structure for you. It's probably not too different than corporate America, other than the fact that maybe the politics are a little bit more vicious in corporate America than they are in the military. But trust me, we got our share of that too. Now, nobody talks about it because you're not supposed to. You're not allowed to. There's actually a regulation that says you don't talk about that stuff. You have to treat everybody fairly and equally, which is an impossible thing to do. Yet, we believe that we do everything in order to maintain objectivity. All right, let me get back from that rabbit trail. When I became a member of the military, the pay scale was laid out before me. Yeah, I knew exactly what I would make as a lieutenant. I knew exactly what I would make as a captain. I knew what I'd make it as a major, as a lieutenant colonel. And if I advanced beyond that, I knew what my pay scale was. And the way the gates work in a military career, you're basically put into a pool with other people based on your year group. So whatever year you were commissioned, that's your year group. For me, that's 1986. I was commissioned in 1986. That's my year group is the year group of 1986. As a matter of fact, most of these generals that are engaged right now with what's going on in the world are from my year group. Those are my peers. Those are the people that progressed when I didn't. So let's talk about that progression. The Army commissions a lot of second lieutenants every year. Ironically, it's not enough second lieutenants to meet the demands of the Army based on the unit array that's out there. In other words, how all the different military units are organized and aligned. So it's pretty realistic to go into a unit and not have its full complement of second lieutenants. That's just the way it is. You get by. And if you're like the second lieutenant in a unit that's supposed to have five and you're the only one, guess who the additional duty officer is for everything? Yeah, it was me. It was me because I was in one of those units. But here's the thing. You do your job. You do it effectively. You get an evaluation at the end of the year that says you're great, you walk on water, whatever it says. And every year you get one of those evaluations that's filled out by your immediate boss and your boss's boss. It's called an officer evaluation report. It's a write-up that talks about how you did and what your potential is for future opportunity. At a certain point, you're going to be considered for advancement. Now, when you're a lieutenant, it's to go from second lieutenant to first lieutenant, it's kind of a gimme. It really is just a paperwork drill. There's no boards. There's nothing you compete for, nothing like that. But to go to captain, you have to be boarded. Yeah, you have to be selected for advancement to the next rank. And to go to major, you have to be selected for advancement to the next rank. And to go to lieutenant, and that's the way it works. It's a giant pyramid. So as you go farther up that pyramid, it becomes more difficult to compete. It's kind of like when you were in high school and you were kicking everybody's butt on the court because you were all that and a bag of chips. And then you got to college and you thought you were going to rule the roost and you found out there were a lot of other people that were kind of as skilled as you. It's kind of humbling, isn't it? Yeah, and then you find out you didn't make it to the pro ranks. And ironically, that happens in the pro ranks. There are people that make it to the pro ranks that think they're all that and a bag of chips. And then they find out there's a lot of other people that are like them. Until you get to the final, what, the superstar? The Tom Brady's? Yeah, how many people does it take to create a Tom Brady? I think the answer is a lot. Yeah, because there's a pyramid for the Tom Brady's too. But my point is this. I was always looking at positioning myself for promotion to make sure that I was doing the most effective job I could do so that I would be considered for promotion at the next rank. And I did that my entire career. And why would I do that? Well, because you can look at the pay scale and you can realize that a captain makes more money than a first lieutenant does. A major makes more money than a captain does. It's all out there. If you want to find out what military personnel make, you can find it on the web. Just Google it. It's there. It tells you all about it. So I knew exactly what my pay scales were going to be. And I was positioning myself to advance my career. Because in the back of my mind, I was going for that retirement pension. I wanted to get that 20 years in. Because at least that was something that was running concurrently with what I was doing for a job that didn't require me to do anything else. It didn't require me to do anything else. And then I got myself to a point where I was a lieutenant colonel. I was competing well with my peers. I was selected for promotion to colonel I still got the letter. It says you've been selected for promotion to colonel. But here's the problem. There were no slots to put me in. There were no open positions. They had overpromoted, and they didn't remove enough people so that people like me could advance. So what happened to me? Well, I got caught up in this quagmire of, I had a certain number of years service, even though I was selected for promotion. Did they want to keep me around? Maybe there's a better choice. So somebody made a decision on my part that it was time for me to retire. Now, I'd hit my 20-year mark, so I was okay on the retirement piece. But the income piece, well, that was about to be very problematic for me. See, I was about ready to leave the Army and be a civilian again, something I wasn't very familiar with being. And I was going to get that retirement pension, but it was only going to pay one-third of what I had been making on active duty. So you're thinking, okay, Al, this is nice. You said you were going to talk about me. Not me, I mean you. You know what I mean, right? And all you've been doing is talking about Al. Well, the reason I'm talking about Al is because what happened to Al could potentially happen to you. I don't know what your circumstances are. I don't know who you work for. I don't know what your career longevity is. I don't know if you're being targeted by a segment of the population that thinks that you have more benefits or privileges than somebody else does in this country. I don't know. I really just don't know. But I do know this. There could be a financial catastrophe on your horizon. I am absolutely serious. A financial catastrophe on your horizon. And the best way to combat a future layoff or being fired or, you know, having the company go insolvent because it's not being run correctly, which puts you in a financial quagmire. The best way to eliminate that problematic effect in your life is to change the rules. When we come back from the break, I'll tell you how.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the five ways to make money with real estate, cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So let's go with the other definition of opportunity, should we? Oh, you're wondering what it is. Okay, let me read it to you. A favorable, appropriate, or advantageous combination of circumstances. Yeah, that's what it says. That's according to freedictionary.com. A favorable or advantageous circumstance or combination of circumstances. So what do you suppose they're getting at? Well, I think what freedictionary.com is trying to tell you is that opportunity is all around you. It really is. It's everywhere. But you don't know where to look. You don't know how to find it. And if you even see it, you're not sure if you can recognize it. It's not your fault. It's totally not your fault. It's because you've been conditioned to put the blinders on in your life and to stay focused on your job, focused on trading time for money. And you've been doing it for a very long time. Except the years have gotten behind you. And you're a little older than when you started this journey. Maybe you've got a few more gray hairs. Maybe, you know, you don't have that six pack. At what point do you decide you're not going to take it anymore? You're just not going to do that anymore. When do you get to that point? Do you get there when I got there after a very long, successful military career that didn't quite end the way I thought it was going to end, trying to live off of one third of what I had been making on active duty, burning through my savings, tearing up the fact that I had vehicles free and clear, and I one by one went to my bank, took out loans to help ease the pain so I wouldn't, you know, have to foreclose on my house because I couldn't afford to pay my house note, pay my utilities, and feed my family. Because that's the situation I was in. That's the first time in my life I really felt like I was not in control of anything. If you have felt that in your life already, you already know how terrible it's going to feel if that happens again to you. But if you don't do something to change the path that you're on, and I'm not saying walk away from your job, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying you have to do something to change the path you're on, to break the cycle that you've been living by. Because society doesn't have your back. Society gave you some rules to live by, and to be honest with you, society could care less whether you follow them or not. They really don't care. Mostly what society wants out of you is for you to fit into society, do what society tells you to do, be a good citizen, don't cause trouble, pay your taxes so that we can fund society, and just be a great American. And I hate to say that, but that kind of mirrors what the communist society sounds like, doesn't it? And I've been to communist nations, and the government rules with an iron fist. They like to pretend or present the fact that they don't, but in fact, they do. And ironically, there are people in this country that think that's the way to go. And it's stupid, because the one thing you get in this country that you don't get anywhere else, in this country, you have certain inalienable rights. That's right. And one of those things, and it's spelled out in the Constitution, is the pursuit of happiness. And because you get that opportunity to do that, it provides you opportunities within our economy. There are a lot of opportunities out there for you. And I will tell you this, real estate is an outstanding opportunity. It's not a good opportunity if you don't know what you're doing. What I don't want you to do is go, oh, well, Al said real estate's the way to go, so I'm just going to go out, I'm going to buy any house, and I'm going to rent it to just anybody. That's foolish. Do not do that. Get yourself educated. Learn what type of assets make the most sense, especially for your goals and objectives, because that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about laying out a five-year plan that gets you to a place of retirement so that you don't have to mess around with that job anymore, unless you want to. I mean, there's nothing wrong with working, but I will tell you this, there is a completely different level of self-actualization, if you want to quote Maslow. When you work for somebody else and know in the back of your mind that if it's just not working out the way you think it's supposed to work out, you're not locked into it, having to endure whatever you have to endure because you need that paycheck on Friday to pay your bills. See, real estate has the way of providing you an income stream that you don't trade time for money for. No, you don't do it that way. See, it's called passive income. Passive income is the money that comes off of your successful real estate investments. Whether they're single family, whether they're multifamily apartments, whatever makes sense for your investing mix, that's what you're going to do. And we're going to teach you how to do everything effectively, because you can make mistakes. All the horror stories that you hear about real estate all stem from the fact that somebody made a major error, and that major error came back on them. And the root cause of that major error is not randomness. It's a lack of knowledge. It's a complete lack of knowledge. When you know what you're doing, you will be effective. When I joined the Army, I didn't know how to go out and lead a brigade of troops. I took time to build that up. I know how to do it now. I know how to do it effectively. I've done it. But I didn't know how to do that at the beginning. But the Army put me on a path to get me to that point. Everybody that joins Lifestyles Unlimited starts in the very same place. We don't care if you have real estate investment experience or not. It really doesn't matter. Because one of the things you'll find out if you don't have any experience is that we will open your eyes to all kinds of opportunities that you never thought existed. And if you've owned real estate in the past and you had a bad experience, we're probably going to highlight why those bad experiences occurred. But we're going to give you remedies so that you do not have to go down that path again. Or maybe you own real estate. Maybe you own, say, a dozen single-family houses that you paid all cash for. Maybe you think you're doing pretty well. I mean, you've got good income streams. You're making great money, right? Well, actually, we can show you how to make even greater money. Because maybe you're not doing it as effectively as you can. One of the things I hear from people that send me emails every now and then again is, I don't see how you get to the types of returns that you talk about on that radio show. I'm not getting those kind of returns. And my simple answer to them is, well, you're not doing something right. But my job is not to sit down and analyze your portfolio. My job is to open up the opportunity of becoming a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, getting the education that you need to supercharge your portfolio and get it back on track, because it's really an education problem. That's really what's going on. So opportunity is out there. Opportunity prevails. Matter of fact, I just saw a bunch of opportunities show up in my inbox that after I'm done with the radio, I'm going to take a look at. Because one of those opportunities may fit perfectly well for what I'm trying to accomplish. And if you want to figure out how to do this yourself, go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Sign up for one of our free workshops. Become a member. And let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.